Before we begin, family, a quick heads up. This story is a horror game, and as such, it is full of things that might disturb your dreams, follow in your footsteps, and haunt your waking hours. Please check the episode description for a full list of content warnings before proceeding. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening. Wounded, bound by their word, and carrying the weight of an old promise, the two men set out north to find the Manderwitch. So the journey is 50 miles north from here. And the area between this clearing and the domain of the Manderwitch is mostly thick woods. And currently, it is in full summer bloom here. And 50 miles is a long way to go on foot. But you know the area well enough to know your options. You can, well, you have your car. And you know the dirt roads that lead up north. But yeah, so the Manderwitch's house is 50 miles away. But you all have, I'm going to say you both have heard stories of the Manderwitch, just like you've heard stories of Rabbit Rabbit. So you know that there's a house out in the woods right along the river is where the Manderwitch up north is said to live. Maybe you've never been there, but the stories you can kind of place where she would be. So Adelaide is looking at both of you. I'm not quite sure if I can leave town, though. I could try.
You feel any different leaving the fort clearing? Or?
I feel fine, but I started to feel more empty, if that makes sense.
All right. How about...
It might just be best if I stay here.
Yeah. We could meet you back at the fort. If anything, maybe, I don't know, if you could find some really cool sticks, we can do Three Musketeers when we get back.
Yeah. It's okay. She looks a little hesitant. She looks down, and you see her. She rushes forward to give you a hug, actually.
I'm sorry that we grew apart, Adelaide. Wish we could have spent more time being dumb kids.
I just cherish the time we have now. I know it won't be long, but I'll take it with me. And thank you for being my friend. And she kind of squeezes you tighter.
He squeezes back.
And as she lets go, she looks over at W. Will, her arms go out towards you.
You see Will just kind of, he's sitting in the passenger side already of this truck. And he's done whatever he could with torn shirts to kind of wrap up its makeshift bandages around his wrists. His head is just kind of bobbing up and down. He's had a lot of whiskey. Adelaide. We'll get you out of this mess. We made a promise. I made a promise.
As she gets closer to the car, you see like her body starting to kind of phase a little bit as she leaves the forest. And she's less corporeal now, but she can still walk forward. And you see her place her hand on your face, W. And it's there, but it's not there. And you can feel it, the weight of it, and parts of her body not there as well. She says, thank you again for protecting me.
He lifts his face up, and you can see tears streaming down his cheeks. I'm sorry, Adelaide. I was just scared.
I know, Will. I know. And to be honest, I'm scared too. But I know that this is what must be done.
We'll make it right. Make it right for you, Adelaide.
And she goes to wipe your tears away. Don't cry for me, okay? Be strong.
I'll just kind of look over towards the... We best get going.
Yeah. He'll click his tongue and Prince will hop into the back.
Adelaide fades back into the forest and you can see her body starts to fill in once again as she watches you guys drive off. And you see her become smaller and smaller as you get farther away.
We'll see her back at the fort. All right.
I'm sorry, Zeke. I owe you an apology. I don't know what was going through my head back there, thinking I could kill the devil.
You got balls, man. I hesitated, so. But you don't need to apologize for trying to protect us and protect yourself. All we got to do now is just settle our debt and square things away for Adelaide.
Let's go talk to that damn river.
You guys continue to drive. It's 50 miles up north. I don't know how fast cars are back then, but you guys are chugging along. It starts to turn into, like, the day starts to get lower. The sun starts to lower, and it turns into, like, the colors of yellow and pinks. We're still light out, but, you know, as it's starting to set in the next few hours, as you're driving, you do see there is, like, a skinny fellow who is off on the side of the road. He has a backpack, and he's wearing a hat, and you see him kind of waving as your car is getting closer to him. He's off on the side of the road. He's waving at you.
Don't you stop now, Zeke. We can't be picking up no hitchhikers.
At least give him some food. Hang on, I got some. He's gonna, like, drive just past the slow down. He'll just give me a sec. I'll give him some food. And he'll hop out. Sorry, stranger. I got an emergency with my friend here. He's hurt real bad. I can't really take you right now, but I can give you some food.
I got, well, thanks, partner. You see, kind of rugged, looks over his shoulder. He goes, are you heading up north?
I'm taking my friend up north. Yeah, he's hurt pretty bad. I just
quick ride. I really appreciate it. I'm going there to pick up a shipment for Langley. I'm heading up to Langley. So, you know, that's it. So
you're going to Langley?
Yeah, the town's crawling with company men right now, and they're getting started on this dam, so I figure I've been walking for I'm mighty tired. If I can just get a ride up north, or you could drop me off wherever you want.
What's your name, son?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Zeke.
Nice to meet you, Zeke.
One sec, let me go let my friend know and see what's going on. We also got a dog in the back, so I gotta prepare. Okay. So
of course.
Here, he gives him a Nutri-Grain kind of bar, Probably doesn't taste good, but has the nutrients. He'll walk back over. W. This kid's heading to Langley. No, he's our way in. He says he's picking up a shipment for Langley. Or dropping off a shipment. He's working with them.
You know, if we pick him up, he's going to get mixed up in all this devil shit with us.
We ain't doing him no favors. You got any other ideas other than talking to a witch? We can at least have a practical way of being like, hey, I gave you a ride into town. Could you do me a favor and perhaps let me in at night to go do something I need to do? And look the other way? He don't have to be in trouble for that. We gotta use any cards we can get, man.
I'm gonna look in the rear view mirror back at Jesse standing there. Does he look threatening at all?
No, he looks to be about 30 years old, kind of rugged, but looks more nervous than intimidating. See, right, he pulls out a harmonica and starts twirling it.
But if you get him killed, that's on you.
Fine. Don't worry. Prince will keep him in check. Isn't that right, boy? Zeke will walk back out. All right, Jesse was, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir, it is. Hello.
All right. My associate in the vehicle, his name is William. You can call him W. And my dog is Prince. You're going to enter the back of the car. You're going to put your bag down. You're going to not make eye contact with Prince until he smells you. Because if you make eye contact with him before he gets to know you, you ain't gonna like what happens. So I'm gonna say this once, no funny business, or he will bite you in the most painful place he can bite you.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just grateful for the ride. I'll do whatever is required.
Yeah, no problem. We'll take you up there, and if I happen to need a favor while I'm up there, you mind honoring that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course.
Perfect. Shake his hand. He'll open the back door and do the awkward thing of like letting him go into his dog's space, and Prince will eventually sniff him and be cool with him. W, this is Jesse.
Grunts and nods.
Okay. Yeah. Nice to meet you, sir.
All right. And he'll peer off and continue the drive. And I guess during the drive, you're like, so Jesse, what got you roped up working with Langley?
I'm just a moonshiner. They just, it's a shipment of shine for them. Man got a drink, I guess, on the job. Yeah, it's simple. Yeah.
You ever sample the product?
It kind of tastes like horse piss, you know? It's not for me. So
let me be the judge of that, and I'll just kind of turn around and reach back with a bloody wrist.
Sir, I don't have it. I'm picking up the shipment.
Yeah, he's picking it up.
Yeah.
Well, good are you?
Well, maybe that'll be part of the deal back. Mayhap we can figure getting a sample or something. But we'll figure that out once we get there.
Yeah. So town's crawling with men. Man got a drink.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
And yeah, I think Zeke will focus on the drive and try to think, like, you know, as we're getting closer, keeping an eye on where the river is and looking for houses along the riverside. And
Jesse's like trying to make conversation with you as you're driving. So what are you fellas doing going up north? Not much people are hanging out in Langley now that LC and NC are kind of taking it over, so.
I'm just going to look over at Zeke. This was your idea.
Yeah. We just doing a favor for a friend south of here. You see, I work with animal control, as you can see from all the stuff back there. Just taking care of something for a friend, a colleague on the house.
You don't do rabbits, though.
Yeah.
Zeke gives a hard look at W at that one.
Jesse's like, okay. Okay, well, I appreciate the ride. As you guys get closer to town, you could drop me off here. And you pull up, there's a mail, like a large mail office next to the train station.
Okay.
I got to fill out some forms here. Again, appreciate the ride. Come find me anytime.
All right, well, we'll seek you out.
You need help with the directions? You know where you're going?
My friend, they said that they live somewhere near some of the houses along the river. Do you know the easiest way to those properties?
Yeah, I mean, the river, though, has been wild the past few weeks, so I just be careful. It's been, like, tipping boats, making it hard for the workers to get started. But it has been quiet the last couple days. But anyway, so what you'll do is you go along this back road here, and he starts to give you all the directions and where to turn. Yeah, that's where a lot of the houses. There is rumors of someone who could talk to the river. I think it's just folktales.
More folktales, yeah.
Folktales, I believe. So people start talking about that. It's just, I think it's rumor. But
when he says that, I'm going to lean out the car window and tell me about these rumors.
It's that there's a witch near the river who can, she could talk to the river. It's just folktale, sir.
That's it.
What else do you want to know?
I don't know. Her name, what does she look like? What does she want?
I don't know, sir.
Well, we might as well get going. And he'll slowly pull W back into the car. Thank you, Jesse.
What kind of bloody story is that?
Thank you, Jesse. We'll find you later. See if you can steal a little lick of that moonshine for us. And we'll find you later in town.
Good luck on your travels. Nazio gives a little salute, pulls out his harmonica, starts to play it as he walks in. to the station.
You any good at that harmonica?
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Just something I want to remember.
Mm-hmm. You guys follow that direction?
You say you don't want him involved. Don't pry him for questions he might not know.
He's the one that brought it up.
That is true. All right, you got me there. But we don't want to spook him before we use leverage for him, so... And, we'll trepidatiously drive down the dirt paths towards the houses along the river.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bridgerton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bridgerton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bridgertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bridgerton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to Bridgerton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
After traveling, it takes about another hour as you're following along, and you finally reach like the widest part of the river, and the woods kind of open up right up to the water's edge. And sitting on the bank is a small house with a long dock that stretches out into the water.
Zeke will park his car and he'll go around the back side and he'll look at Prince and be like, "All right, you stay in the car, all right? You keep an eye out for me, all right? You bark, you see nothing." Yeah. He knows he's not really completely listening, but knows that, like, if he whistled for him, he'd come. But, like, yeah, Prince knows to stay in the car. And he'll help W out of the car. "Well, if there's a witch house near here, that sure as shit looks like one."
"One second. I'm going to go reach into the backseat for my rucksack, painfully pull it out, open it up, pull out a little jar that's filled with this black molasses-like liquid, and then he's going to grab his shovel and just kind of open up that jar. Actually, he's having trouble with it, so Zeke, you mind?"
Sure.
You open the jar up and it smells like oil, like gasoline almost, and he's just going to pour it all over the end of the shovel head, like the metal part. "All right, I'm ready."
"Yeah. Well, since we're being all superstitious, I suppose." And Zeke will open up the glove compartment to his car and he'll grab this little burlap pouch with some symbols on it that he got from his mama that he's had for good luck and protection. He kind of tucks it into his shirt, bag of the hunt that he has. He's kind of leaving that in there. He looks over in his compartment. He sees that there's another little bag, but there's a little note on it that says, "Don't use unless emergency." Very chicken scratch written. He's like, "I hope I don't need that. We're just going to go with one." And he shuts the glove compartment and leaves.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll just quietly go towards the house. You know, he's got his little sling with his rifle. He's put his hat on. And, well, let's go talk to a witch about talking to a river.
As you are making your way closer to the house, you notice immediately the door has been broken off of its hinges. And not just broken off, the frame itself looks to be smashed outward, as if something impossibly wide and tall just walked right through it.
Like something walked inward or came out of the house?
Came out of the house.
Oh. Well, shit. I don't think Rabbit did this.
Just poke my head in to see if anyone is inside.
You don't see anyone, but the house is in total disarray. There are smashed bottles, overturned tables, and there are these deep, like, whip marks or slashes or lashes scarred into the furnishings.
Zeke will turn, like, from his stuff, he will light up his little lantern and kind of, like, follow W behind, just kind of see if, like, that's the light fill in the room to see what the real scene completely looks like. This ain't no bear attack.
Looks like devil's work to me. It ain't no surprise if she was a witch.
Yeah, but if she's been up here for so long, what kind of varmint can run up on her territory and do this to her house? Everything I know about witches is they protect their houses pretty well with wards and shit.
Damn it, Zeke, what do we do now?
Well, we best put our detective hats on and figure out where she is, because I don't know how to talk to a river, do you?
Do I look like I'm a river whisperer to you?
It was a joke. Let's see if we can find anything about what happened here and see if we can figure out maybe where she is or wherever this thing is that maybe took her or something. Better than just sitting around with our thumbs up our asses.
Where are you looking?
It's a small house. I imagine there's just one floor, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a hearth or a stove or anything in this house?
Yes, but it has been overturned. At least the stove has, but there is a hearth. And it has, like, a little... There's a part of the wall that's kind of jetted out so that you can place, like, little trinkets and items on it.
And is it cold? There was no fire in there recently. Is there any way to tell how long ago this happened?
If you're looking, I would say it's not freezing, but it's not warm either. So it does look like are you looking in the hearth? Is that where you're searching around? So you find that the logs and the wood that was inside still look pretty fresh.
While he's doing that, Zeke's gonna use the lantern to kind of look around to see, like, if there's a kitchen or a pantry of some sort. And just taking in the scene, he's gonna, like, press that, like, pouch into his sternum, which is Michael's way of saying he's activating his relic in a way that so that he'll have some protection.
I see. But there are some items that you find that have been toppled over. And they kind of have a different shine to them. You see three items in particular. You see a charm on a red thread, a card, like it looks like not a playing card, maybe it's like tarot card size. It has a moth on it, has a gold sheen. And then there is a wooden handled brush.
Zeke will look at these and... Hey, W.
What?
Come take a look at these. They got some strange vibes going on, and you're more into this stuff than I ever was.
I'll look at the three items, and I'll pick up the wooden-handled brush. Is there hair in the brush?
There is hair in the brush.
Is it, like, what color is it? Is it long, short?
Oh, yes, it is, like, there are a few, like, gray hairs in it, but I'm blonde. Like dirty blonde mixed in as well. They're fairly long, all tangled in.
And there was a charm and a card.
Guard.
Zeke, I ain't no witch. I don't know what this stuff means.
Well, if it's out like this, it's probably important. And
I will say for W, even more than Zeke, there's just a great feeling that there is something magical or supernatural connected to these three items. You feel that?
I get the strange feeling that these belonged to the witch. I don't know if we should be messing with her things, so.
Well, if we find her, we can give them back. It's better than dishonest folk taking them and using them for what will. Might as well recover them for her. She's clearly not here to keep an eye on the stuff. I'll be the first one to be like, hey, I saw these things. I picked them up. They looked important. I'll give it right back. They seem sentimental, you know?
What do you think happened to her?
Well, I ain't no detective, but I do understand when an animal invades a space. I don't know what happened in here, but something bestial came out and burst through the door. Looking around, does it look like was there any other door broken into, or like a window smashed, or just the front door?
I mean, the windows are smashed as like residual damage, mm-hmm. but the main damage is from the front door.
And the front door, it burst outward, not coming in.
Yeah, and you see, like, are you looking in that area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. As you're looking in that area, you can see huge, heavy booted footprints leading away from the house. As you're taking the time to like focus on what really happened, goes north along the riverbed.
Well, looks like we got ourselves a trail to follow. Here, let's pocket these for the witch as a for now and see where these old big boots take us. And he will whistle for Prince to come running. He's a better tracker than I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Just like his mama. And yeah, Prince will come running.
Okay. W?
I'm going to hobble out after him, kind of using the shovel almost like a walking stick to help him keep up.
Your dog good at tracking?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm so successful down in Philly?
Right then. We're losing the light.
Good thing you don't need that to smell.
Okay.
And he'll have the dog look at the track, sniff around, and try to get some sort of scent and kind of follow down through with the lantern still kind of dims it a little bit, but just enough to kind of like look in, like maybe a few feet in front of them to kind of mm-hmm. keep an eye on where Prince is, who knows not to wander too far from him.
As you guys are following the trail along the river, the sound of the rushing water next to you, it starts to get louder, noticeably loud, and it turns into a deafening roar. Eventually, it is like, you know, like the great like whitewater rapids sound?
Mm-hmm.
It starts to get that loud. The water starts to roil and it surges violently. It's like completely incensed, and a voice carries on the wind.
I will destroy you for taking her. I will drown you for taking my protector.
And a massive crushing wave of water rises up and it crests above your head, ready to smash down on all three of you. And that brings our time in the woods to a close. A massive thank you to our players, Andrew Park as W.E. and Michael Gilbert as Ezekiel Green. My name is Maya, and I have been your game master and narrator. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, family, and remember, it's always best to leave them ghosts alone.